Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Wherever you are listening across this, the greatest nation God ever blessed, and it still is despite the attempts of many to change that, we welcome you to this Tuesday edition of the Todd Starnes Show, coast to coast on great radio stations and streaming live at toddstarnes.com. Hello, I'm Jeff Stein coming to you from the studios of Iowa's home for the Todd Starnes Show. News Talk 1540 KXEL in Waterloo and Cedar Rapids, Iowa, the 50,000-watt blowtorch scorching middle America with accurate news and reasonable views. My privilege to be sitting in talking to Starnes Nation once again today. Todd is traveling. He is on his way to the Liberty University broadcast studio, the brand new studio where he'll be coming to you and doing this program from that location here, I guess, as early as tomorrow. So safe travels. I'm guessing he's probably listening to the show. That may not work well for me, but I will do what I can. You can help me out by calling in, and we can have this nice national dialogue, you and I, at 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Lots to talk about in the news, but I want to start by going to the most recent tweet that one Todd Starnes put out there into the universe. And this, of course, is on the Twitter machine, at Todd Starnes, quickly retweeted with endorsement by me, at Iowa Politics. Now, this is a bit of a literary leap, so I'm going to have to kind of, you know, clear my throat. All right, here we go. A racist Seuss is not, but one fact is true. Banning books is something that only Nazis do. Very nicely done, Mr. Starnes. Very nicely done. A racist Seuss is not, but one fact is true. Banning books is something that only Nazis do. You might want to share that with friends because, of course, we are talking about the fact that Dr. Seuss is being canceled. Today, by the way, is Dr. Seuss's birthday. March 2nd is his birthday, and Theodore Geisel, who became known as Dr. Seuss, his real name, Theodore Seuss Geisel, he was born in Springfield, Massachusetts on this date back in 1904. He passed away in 1991. And of course, the Dr. Seuss books are so popular, I mean, they're the things that some of us grew up with. The Cat in the Hat, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, I still don't like the way that one ended. I was Team Grinch in that one, but that's besides the point. Well, now, I'm sorry, Dr. Seuss is being canceled. Dr. Seuss Enterprises decided to take the occasion of the late author and illustrator's birthday today by announcing that no fewer than 6 Dr. Seuss books will stop being published because of racist and insensitive imagery, as they have determined it. Here's the quote from Dr. Seuss Enterprises to the Associated Press. Ceasing sales of these books is only part of our commitment and our broader plan to ensure Dr. Seuss Enterprises' catalog represents and supports all communities and families, unquote. Apparently, they've had months of discussion and made the decision last year and decided to ruin the man's birthday and Read Across America Day, which is today. Read Across America Day, by the way, was founded back in 1998. What's that, 23 years ago? And it was set up to be on Dr. Seuss's birthday. And I remember, for the radio station here, we would go to elementary schools and engage them in Read Across America Day. And so we radio people, other people from the community, TV people, you know, like the mayor and whatever, you'd go and you'd read a book to kids. And the teachers would be dressed up with Cat in the Hat costumes because it was all about celebrating Dr. Seuss. Well, apparently, the good doctor is not in good graces with these people. You've heard, of course, about the Loudoun County, Virginia school district saying that they believe there are strong racial undertones in many books written and illustrated by Dr. Seuss. Okay, I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. This is not an excuse for overt racism, what I'm about to say. But you have to view things through the lenses of contemporary times. It doesn't excuse abhorrent behavior. It doesn't excuse overt racism or harming individuals, etc. But this idea that we should, in the year now 2021, determine that we're going to pull down statues of people who lived 250 years ago because we don't share their views from the time without putting any context at all around it, that seems wrong. Similarly here, is it possible that we should have, now, heaven forbid, more actual conversation and education about things? Oh gosh, we wouldn't want that. We just want one viewpoint to prevail. Dr. Seuss, probably within the last 5 years or so of his life, did a book signing in Iowa. I had a boss at the time who had a first edition of The Cat in the Hat, and he took that to be signed by the real Dr. Seuss. And I got a new copy of The Cat in the Hat, and I have it in my library at home, and it is signed by Dr. Seuss. And it does not say Theodore Geisel. It's signed Dr. Seuss, because that's what we would know. I just have a hard time, especially when you see these stories and we don't have examples. Well, we can't talk about the examples. We can't let you know what we're talking about. We, however, are the smartest people in the world. We're smarter than you are, and we're not going to let you see the pictures. We're not going to describe the pictures. Just trust us. It's bad, and we can't subject anyone to it. Now, keep in mind, the Dr. Seuss Enterprises Group, they own the material. They own the copyrights. They can print them. They cannot print them. It's their business choice. The question is the rationale to me. The question is the timing. And is this just a way to kind of kowtow to what appears to be sort of popular these days? Now, when I say popular, I mean among those who claim to know it all. And I have a feeling, and I know this to be true. I don't just have a feeling. I know this to be true. If you're listening to this radio program, you are a good, solid American. You're someone who works hard, or perhaps you've already put in your life's work and you now enjoy a little bit of relaxation, and bless you for that. You have faith, you have family, you have foundation. All of this talk, the chatter from people who know more than you do, they say, telling you how to live. They have absolutely no idea how you live. They have absolutely no idea what really goes on in America. Here's an example. Todd's on his way to the remote studio at Liberty University to do broadcasts. I did my program here in Iowa this morning from a remote location. Picked up an extra donut on the way out and got in the van and got back to the studio just in time for this program. And it was a farm show. We call it the Hawkeye Farm Show. They've done it for 34 years. And it is at the indoor football stadium. It's called the Unidome on the University of Northern Iowa campus. And here's what's important about that. This is the first big event since COVID. I can recall going to this event last year, doing my broadcast, and then the world shut down. So this is the first time we've been out doing a remote broadcast, and it felt tremendous. And then as I'm looking out at good Midwesterners from all throughout the area, not just from Iowa, they're interested in new technology. They're interested in how to make their farms more profitable, how to be more efficient. They don't need big city politicians, for example, to tell them they need to use different energy sources. They'll go up to the guy who might install their geothermal system or the solar panels on their outbuilding and get an idea if it makes sense for them. They don't need the government to tell them to do it. They are also not real thrilled about trying to eat these very tasty cinnamon rolls through a mask, which just again shows you how much of a fallacy these face burkas are. But this is what's going on in America, and I challenge these people in the counterculture to actually meet people in Memphis, in Iowa, in Oklahoma, all throughout the heartland of America, the place that makes the country really work. Because you would find that your self-imposed, we know better than you do, guess what? We know better than you do. And we're not going to just take all of this lying down. Your thoughts, please, at 844-747-8868. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd, and you're listening Coast to Coast to the Todd Starnes Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Show on your radio station and coast to coast at toddstarnes.com. I'm Jeff Stein filling in, and I violated guest host rule number one, which is to get so hung up on the sound of your own voice, you ignore the note from Grace Baker that says the boss is on the phone. So with no further ado, joining us on the Liberty University Newsmaker line, the host of the show and Seuss poet, Todd Starnes. Sir, how are you?
Well, hi, Jeff Stein. You're coming in loud and clear as I just crossed Interstate 40, crossed the Tennessee River, and it really sounds great today.
Well, it sounds great because we started with your comment about this cancel culture and Dr. Seuss. I trust that you grew up with Dr. Seuss as I did. What are your thoughts about this?
I did, and one of my favorite storybooks was to think I saw it all on Mulberry Street, which was on the ban list now. And I was talking to J.P. Decker, who books the guest for my show, and he was telling me that all of those books are now sold out on just about every platform from Amazon to Barnes & Noble. So people are trying to get their copies before they're banished forever.
You know, cynically, I would say maybe we should put some copies of my book on the banned list so we can get sales stimulated, sort of like when Elvis passed away, allegedly. But, I mean, this is indicative of, I mean, the company's pulling it themselves. They have the right to do it, but I just wonder where we stop. That's my big fear, Todd. Where does this end?
Well, Jeff, this was an issue that I addressed in my book, Culture Jihad, back in 2019. And
yes.
Even at the time, many conservatives said, you know what, Todd, you've gone too far. We're not going to reach that point in American society where they're going to be banned. And, well, here we are. And you're right, it was the company's decision, Jeff, but I think they were bullied and badgered into doing that. And I'm with you. The greater concern I have is, where does this end? I'm afraid we've opened a Pandora's box, and I think that we are going to get to a point where there will be discussions, genuine discussions about banning books like the Holy Bible, for example, on issues related to the LGBT community. So this is not out of the realm of possibility, and when people say, well, that's ludicrous, I would just tell them, take something with Dr. Seuss right now.
We'll take a look at what's happening with the leader of the free world being stripped of his social media accounts. Take a look at what's happening when Democrats in Congress are trying to shame cable and satellite television providers into not carrying certain channels. All of this stuff that you predicted, I hate to say, is coming true and perhaps even faster than even you had suggested.
Well, and it's sad that here we are at this time, you know, when something like this has to happen, but it's very unfortunate. And, Jeff, I do want to read. I wrote a little bit more prose, if that's okay.
Oh, good. Well, it's your show. What do you mean, if that's okay? It is your radio show. Of course it's okay.
So here it is. It's a sorry affair that's left a pungent stench, stealing our joy like a Christmas Grinch. Will Horton be next, or maybe the Who's? It's just a big pile of cancel culture poo.
That it brings a tear to my eye. I thought someone should do a sort of parody or satire of this, and I had no idea. But you're going to make your own Seuss book out of this almost.
Well, you know, who knows what's going to happen? We'll play it by ear. But I'm very anxious to hear from our callers because yes. I know they're very passionate about the First Amendment, Jeff.
Todd, safe travels. I'm so glad that you called in to share this, and good luck christening the Liberty University studio.
Thank you so much, Jeff. The show sounds great. Thank you for filling in.
It is always my privilege. Todd Starnes, ladies and gentlemen, at Todd Starnes on the Twitter machine, and of course, ToddStarnes.com. He's calling in on the Liberty University Newsmaker line. 844-747-8868 is the number you can use, and that's the number that David used. He listens to this program on the flagship, the Mighty 1090 KWAM in Memphis. David, thanks for joining the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Stein filling in. What are your thoughts this day about Dr. Seuss?
Well, good afternoon, sir. Well, I think we've gone kind of nuts, but kind of one of those, my thoughts is if you've ever been to Universal Studios, either one on the West Coast or the East Coast, they both have major Cat in the Hat.
They did.
I'm sure they're closing them down right now. So, I have all of my copies of Cat in the Hat and Dr. Seuss and all of that. So I'm just kind of worried. Like Todd just said, I'm kind of worried what they're getting ready to cancel next.
So what do you think, as one person in Memphis, can do about it?
Just buy the books and keep them so that they won't totally disappear. I'm sure that they've already started pulling them out of the kids' sections at the libraries, too.
Well, that's what I'm really afraid of, is that we start getting that way because, again, it's the people who think they know better than everybody else telling the rest of us what to do. David, thank you so much for calling in, listening on the Mighty 1090 KWAM in Memphis. Rich is in Arkansas, News Radio 102.9 KARN. That's how he listens to the program. Rich, thanks so much for calling the Todd Starnes Show. What's on your mind today?
Oh, yes, sir. Good afternoon. It's good to speak with you. I was just going to say all these people that are finding this racism within that paradigm is set up within themselves. They have that deeply embedded within them, otherwise they wouldn't find it. I can tell you this, reading Luke chapter 11, starting to verse 33, Christ talks about the light, and he says, no man has a light and hides it under a table, instead he brings it out to where it illuminates the entire room. And basically goes on to say, so be careful thereof. He says, the light of the body is the eye, so be careful thereof that you don't see with an evil one. So, you know, with an evil eye, which in turn you find...
Which they do. That's exactly right, Rich. I'm sorry I wanted to get you on before the break. I didn't want to make you hold on. But that's exactly right. Looking for it, you're going to find it. And the Bible says it, and we know it ourselves. If you're looking for it, you're going to find it. I hope you stay here. Keep finding us on the Todd Starnes Show. Welcome you back to the Todd Starnes Show. 844-747-8868 is the number where you can join this coast-to-coast conversation. Todd is on the road. I'm Jeff Stein filling in. Privileged to be with you today. Just before the break, we heard from Rich in Arkansas, and I wanted to get him on before the break, and then I had to cut him off, and so I want to amplify a little bit of what he was saying. If you are looking for something, you're going to find it. You're looking for trouble, you're going to find it. If you're looking for racist images, you're going to find them. And that's why it is required of us, those of us who believe this is a line, we're crossing a line, this has gone too far, we have got to stand up. So, for example, one of the callers, I think it was David from Memphis just before the break, said, was afraid that all of a sudden these books would be off the library shelves. Then here's what you need to do today. Contact your local library. Contact your school library and say, I don't want these books taken off the shelf. We talk about solutions all the time. What should we do? Well, there's something you can do. There's something you, regardless of the size of the community where you live, contact the library and say, keep the book on the shelf. If, in fact, you can't buy them anymore because they've become such hot commodities, well, think about used bookstores. In other words, get them in your hands so you can determine how the message is distributed. That's the first thing I'm going to do when I go home. I don't recognize some of these titles on the banned list or the list that will no longer be distributed, published by Seuss Enterprises. I don't know that I have any of them, but I'm sure going to check. Just call your library. Get in touch with your school district. Tell them that you don't think that this is appropriate for your child's education, your grandchild's education. The people with all the degrees, and I've got plenty of them, but they don't necessarily know everything. Usually they don't, quite honestly, because they don't have the real world experience that you probably do. USA Today predictably made a big deal about all of this, but a couple of interesting things that, and we're talking about this Dr. Seuss situation, the fact that Seuss Enterprises has decided they're not going to publish a half dozen of his classic books anymore. This is Read Across America Day. We've had it for 3 years. Presidents always issue a proclamation to suggest that young people should learn and should read. Trump used the name Dr. Seuss. Why? Because Read Across America Day, today, was selected as today because it was Dr. Seuss's birth date. Well, that's that terrible bad orange man doing racist things again. Oh, wait. What's it say here? Barack Obama issued presidential proclamations mentioning Dr. Seuss in a positive light? Well, that can't be, can it? Yeah, that is what happened. Oh, and by the way, when this whole thing started, it was the National Education Association, the NEA. And they had a contract with Seuss Enterprises. There was a partnership. And then the contract ended in 2018, and all of a sudden now we don't like Dr. Seuss anymore. Is this a financial thing? Is it perhaps the fact that the union decided it wanted to strike out on its own leftist agenda even more so than usual? And maybe the Seuss people are saying, whoa, we'd like to, you know, partner up again. So we're going to self-censor what it is that we publish so we can get in your good graces. How often does that work well? How often does it work well when someone, for example, a Republican office holder, take certain views that are designed to get them invited to Georgetown cocktail parties or get a nice mention in the New York Times? How does that work? Very badly overall, certainly for the cause. Does the politician, they think it does for the moment, but it really doesn't. So is there a financial motivation to some of this? And once again, the Harris-Biden administration, and yes, I say it that way for a reason, the Harris-Biden administration shows its leftist credentials in full view by not mentioning Dr. Seuss, even though Barack Obama did. One researcher said, this is going to make my head hurt, so I'm going to go slow. Dr. Seuss and whiteness is a reflection of the overwhelming silence in literacy regarding matters of race, especially with both young people and white people, said one researcher. No doubt we, the people, paid for that research. One of the great Seuss books is called Oh, the Places You'll Go. Well, we're going to a warm place in a handbasket, folks, if we don't respectfully but firmly stand up. So why not call your school, your library, and tell them, we're pretty good with Dr. Seuss, thank you very much. And here's the thing that's really going to make it. And let me mention the phone number again, because I get all full of myself and I don't mention the phone number enough. 844-747-8868. I could be totally wrong, and I'd love for you to let me know that. 844-747-8868. The thing is that these people who are going to now see these headlines and then rush to pull books off of store shelves and library shelves, I'm going to guess that in most situations, they don't even know what the fight is about. They don't even know what the image is that they're supposed to be offended at. They just know that they're supposed to take the books away from people. How about, before you do that, you actually look at the image and determine if the best way to handle the situation is to simply silence speech. I don't really think that's worked very well historically either. But that's what cancel culture wants to do. That's what the culture jihad wants to do. The phrase so appropriately named and used as the title of your host, Todd Starnes' book from just 2019, just 2 years ago. And again, at the time, they all said, oh, this is way too far. Starnes has gone around the bend this time. But he knew exactly what he was talking about. And sad to say it's coming true. But I just have to wonder how many of these folks went to work today in a position of authority and said, all right, number one on the to-do list, let's remove these Dr. Seuss books. And if these are bad, these other ones must be bad too. And there you go. Without ever looking at it themselves. That wouldn't shock me at all that they're doing this without any information. Because they're not about substance, they're not about information, they're simply about slogans and actions that are designed to make them feel good. There, I feel much better about myself and my guilt because I've removed a children's book from the library. Well, good for you. That makes you feel so much better. It's ridiculous. It's completely ridiculous. 844-747-8868. If it wasn't that we'd probably have to pay the royalties, I'd lead you in singing happy birthday to Dr. Seuss. But I'll just suggest that when we take our next break, if you promise to listen to the messages during the break while you're singing happy birthday to Dr. Seuss, yeah, I'm okay with that as well. Some of you folks will hear all 3 hours of this program either on the radio or by going to toddstarnes.com for the live stream, or, of course, afterwards, there's the podcast. You can listen, you can share, you can download as much TS as you like through the Toddcast podcast section. And for those who are with us in our next hour, which is noon in the central portion of the country, 1 o'clock out in the east, the rest of you get an abacus and figure out when it's on in your area. We're scheduled to speak with Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, return guest to this program. I've talked to her on this program before as well. Also a return guest to the program, Dr. Wendy Patrick. She is a licensed attorney, and she's also the author of a great book. Her most recent book is called Red Flags. Guess who we're going to talk about with regard to red flags? And if you're guessing the guy that a New York newspaper called Handsy Andy today, yep, that would be it. And in the final hour of the program, Corey Lewandowski is scheduled to join us, former senior advisor, of course, for Trump 2020. And then because I'm filling in, I'm going to pull a little host prerogative, and we're going to talk with my congresswoman. She is a freshman Republican from the state of Iowa. She flipped the seat from blue to red, and she is not taking a back seat in Congress. She's Congresswoman Ashley Hinson, and we will talk about, and I saw this, and I just thought it was wonderful, during that House debate on that bogus COVID bill. She was one of those who got up and said, let's pull some money away from Nancy Pelosi's pet project and put it toward getting kids back in school sooner. Oh, wow, that didn't go over well with Fancy Nancy. Went over probably pretty well with all of you. And that's what we have coming up today. What we have coming up yet this hour is you telling America what you think at 844-747-8868. 844-747-8868. 8868. Todd is on the road today. Hopefully nothing I said in this last segment put him in the ditch. I trust he's of strong constitution and spirit and driven forward. I'm Jeff Stein filling in for Todd, and you are listening to the Todd Starnes Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Welcome back, folks. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. I'm Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today, 844-747-8868. That's how you can join this conversation. That's the number that Steve used. He's listening to News Radio 102.9 KARN. And Steve, thanks for calling in to Todd's show. Jeff Stein filling in. You have a question that I really hate to even hear the answer, please.
Well, Jeff, thanks for taking my call. And
sure.
My question basically is this, in light of H.R. 1, that's right around the corner, and,
yep.
And by the way, I'm a pastor, and what's going on with Dr. Seuss and the council culture, I mean, how far are we from, do you think, from the Bible being canceled, or at least only being able to use some government-approved version?
I'm afraid we're closer than we may think. I mean, for example, when somebody listening might say, well, we have the freedom of religion. It's in the First Amendment. Yeah, right next to freedom of speech. And freedom of speech is being canceled everywhere. So if you can cancel one portion of the First Amendment, it is not too much of a stretch to think they might reach out and grab religion as well. Do you find, Pastor, that your parishioners, do they have some fear about this? Do they come to you and say, if you don't mind me asking, do they come to you and say, we're really worried about things and look for some guidance? Have we gotten to that point where people are that affected by all of this?
You know, it's really interesting that you ask that. Some are, but unfortunately, some are so wrapped up in their lives, just trying to make ends meet, and they're really not aware of social changes and the paradigm shifts that are going on in our country, and that they just not meaning to be, they're just oblivious to it.
Well, and that's something I talked to. Yes, sir, and something I talked about earlier in this hour, where the people here in the good heartland of America, and if you're listening on the coast or in a big city, it's because your mind and your soul is in the heartland. You're not a big city person. And, you know, bless you for putting up with what you have to put up with to live where you do. But, you know, we're busy. I mean, I talked at the beginning of the program about being at a farm show. And so you've got all these wonderful producers that feed the world looking to reconnect, see how they can make things better. You're talking about, as you just did, you've got people that are working. They're trying to get their kids through school. They're very concerned about what they're learning being taught in school. They don't have time to keep up. Do you then view it as your responsibility, your regular messages to the faithful to point out some of these things? I suppose you have to run the risk of being tabbed as being too political.
Oh, I do it I don't back off one bit. And most, I've got nothing but positive from my folks. And, you know, and it's, the other thing that you run into is this mindset that can never happen here. That
yes.
can never happen here. And I say, are you kidding? Have you not seen the shift in the past 5 years, let alone, I mean, the last 2 years? It can happen here, and it is happening.
I was going to say, because it is happening, it's not just it can. You can cite several examples, can't you, where you can say, you know, so what do you then tell people when you say, look, folks, it's my job to preach the gospel. It is my job to talk to you about things important for your life. You need to hear this. Are they receptive to that, or again, they're just kind of disbelieving? They don't want to believe it.
Actually, they are. When I explain to them, our stances are not political; they're biblical.
Yes,
and it's not political. I mean, Jesus was considered political, but he wasn't. He really wasn't. And but it's biblical. Our position, marriage and family and life, they're biblical. So if it's in the Bible, I have every right and responsibility to teach those truths along with the other truths.
I am so glad you said it that way, because, you know, again, we had another caller this hour who said, and he quoted from the Bible as well, but he said, you know, if you're looking for something to be racist, it'll be racist. If you're looking for something to be political, it's political. And so you have to stand up to it. And you have to stand up to it, right, and point out, this is not political.
Sure.
You may view it as political, but this is what we believe, and that should transcend politics.
And that's what we can't back up on. And unfortunately, there are many that are. There are many that are. And, you know, and so all I can do is what I can do in my little small corner of the world and our community. But from my folks, I've received great support. But I always finish it with this is, you know, the scripture yes. says that they hate you, but they hated me first. And you're not greater than your master. You're not greater than. So why are we surprised when these difficulties and trials come? They're going to come.
Pastor Steve, thank you so much for calling the Todd Starnes Show. Great message. Keep speaking, if you would, sir. I don't think you need the likes of me to tell you that, but keep speaking. Hey, Joel, you're on the line, but we need to take our top of the hour break, and then we have a guest. So I'll get to you in the next hour. I'll get to any of the rest of you who'd like to call as well. 844-747-8868. If you have to leave us now, listen to the podcast later at toddstarnes.com. Jeff Stein, and this is the Todd Starnes Show.